Track 31. Unit 8. Listening 1. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Good morning. My name's Andy Brown and I'm the co-founder of Kingdom Games. It's a pleasure to be here and I'm hoping that if you're not into gaming already, I will have convinced you that you're definitely missing out by the time I've finished this talk. Well, the industry has come a long way since the basic pixelated formats of the 1980s. In one respect, the older games and modern games are similar. We play them for the thrill, for the victory, but they're very different in another. Many modern games engage the player emotionally and intellectually. As a product, I suppose we could describe them, if you like, as a marriage between art, when we consider their visual impact on us, and science, the technology that allows us to step inside these very different worlds. And in those days, back in the 80s, even up until the last 10 years, we know that it was largely young men that were the target market. But today, we have to acknowledge that gaming has been fully integrated into mainstream culture. The equipment has been moved into the living room for the whole family to play. Whether it's a Sony PlayStation or Xbox, pretty much every household has one. The way I see it, developers have both responded to and instigated this trend. You might ask, where do developers get their inspiration from? Well, numerous sources, of course, but at the moment we can see the definite influence of classic cinema. For example, in the past, good and evil could easily be recognised through the characters you created, through the options they were offered. You knew which side you were on. Well, we're maturing now, along with our audiences. It's no longer black and white, but every shade of grey. And one of the consequences of this, for my team anyway, is the need to establish mood, a sense of anxiety, of despair, for example, through the use of lighting. And this is something we're working on in our current projects with, I believe, great success. Some things, I guess, won't change. There are the central and basic concepts or themes that create authenticity and purpose in a game. Combat is one. You'll always need a good fight, whether it's between unidentified enemy soldiers, aliens, zombies, whatever. And the problem-solving element is also vital. And finally, and I think this is true for all forms of storytelling, you need the element of exploration. It's in our human nature to pursue this. So, why are some sections of society so anti-gaming? What is it that creates fear and ignorance amongst people? People who've usually never picked up a console for themselves. In large part, I feel this is down to the media. They never seem to miss an opportunity to focus on a story or a piece of research that shows the industry in a bad light. Look, it's basic common sense that if you let your kid play for 24 hours straight, they're missing out on other things, on life. But let's have some balanced reporting, please. For a start, parents and teachers both seem to overlook something important about the gaming industry. They just don't know about the great number of career opportunities it offers. And this is an industry that now turns over huge profits annually, so worth getting into. And I think there's a feeling amongst some parents, well, a suspicion in fact, that gaming is somehow rotting their kids' brains. But the evidence is there to prove otherwise. Now, I've got a vested interest in all this, of course, but if you look at the research, we know for a fact that not only do kids get more creative through game playing, but they also get better at logic. Surely that's something that most people would be happy to see developing in their child. Now, one future development concerns crowdfunding, which...